It's 23 minutes after 5, and as we've mentioned before, for many out there, it is back to school, and that means moms out there and dads out there and grannies out there and grandfathers out there will have to make lunch boxes. And so Lufuno Sintumele, better known as Chef Funi, is a culinary lecturer, private chef, African cuisine guru, and an author of Funi Cooks South Africa. He joins you on the line this morning to talk about healthy eating and how perhaps you can pack the healthy heartiest meal for lunch, and apparently it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Chef, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Avongile, and the listeners. How are you doing today?
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, my mouth is already watering because we're talking about food. I don't even know what we're going to be talking about, but I know it's food, so I'm already in the mood. But, Chef, I mean, talking about that in your vast experience, and I'm sure you cover this in many of your talks and your books, lunch is a very... It's a very easy yet difficult meal to take care of, and it can be costly if you don't do it right.
Yeah, very true.
And
it's not that difficult, but you just need to plan ahead. Yeah, that's what I can say.
Talking about that then, what's healthy and cheap that I can prepare at home that even my child can eat at school and I can bring to work?
There are so many things. Like looking into January in South Africa, there are food that are in season. What I can advise is more cheaper when the food are in season, fruit, the vegetables, when they're in season, it become more cheaper. That's what I said. Most people can afford that. But now if you go for other expensive things, that's just going to become a little bit hard on you. But now we need to look into the food that's going to, like the best food for brain, the brain food. Also how they fit the snack. Because most people don't know how to do pack the snack box.
Yeah.
The ultimate sandwiches. Those are the things that we need to do, the simple lunch box that we need to prepare.
And I have been advised that you have a book out. So tell us a bit more about your book and how, you know, a busy South African can relate to your cookbook.
Okay, the cookbook that I've launched, Funi Cooks South Africa, Simple Easy Recipes, where the target or what I thought about, I've got two sisters who were like the one got married and then she had the cook. I was the one who was cooking. And then she will wash the dishes. Now here she's getting married. She don't know how to cook, not even a boiling egg. And then that's the concept comes in. She says, Funi, what about if you create something that she can use? And then create this book, which is very simple to use. All the ingredients are available in South Africa and easy to read. The method is easy. And then I also created something also like the kitchen basics, just to understand the matrix, the convention table, because most people don't know. If the recipe asks for 4 cups while you're baking, they're like, what is the, they normally use their cup that they use to drink tea with it and then just put a whole flour in there and then bake. It's going to be a flop. You need to understand the measuring cups and all those things. Also the oven. Most people don't even understand how to use their oven. They just say 180. They don't know Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm loving because I'm one of those. I'll just switch it on and hope to goodness that it works.
Yeah, or just look into the line, the top line and the bottom line. I'm like, well, those people, you might be one of those. I think you need to get yourself a book.
Ah, I hear you.
And then also we do have like a meal planning, like what I was saying, that people need to start taking their notes. In my book, what I did, I've got the meal planning, like how to plan a family meal. And then I explain for breakfast, for light lunch, for main course, this is what you need to do, how to prepare all those things, the purchasing, the storing, the flavors. I also educate people how to taste the food because in South Africa, we only use salt. If you want to season food, it's salt. And there are so many things that you can use because salt is not good. We call it like a white death. Salt, sugar, white death.
And I do use quite a lot of sugar. Sorry, I meant to say salt. Listen to me, food, salt and sugar and everything, put it into one. That being said, Chef, just before we let you go, though, I mean, we talk about the trends for this year. So what's the food trends this year?
Okay, when we look into 2018, there are, for example, now in January, we do have things like mango. We do have, like, people can, mango, you can eat it sweet and you can eat it in your lunch. You can make it a very nice mango salsa. You can also, we do have like a, what we call, looking into the vegetables, the what do you call this, watermelon. I had a very nice salad for watermelon. Salad, bacon, feta, cheese, and tomato. The little bit of pasta. Very good because they're all infusing all those things. You can eat it like it. They can make it in a lollipop. What do you call a lollipop? Ice cream. You just cut watermelon, freeze it, give it the kids. They can snack with it. Very healthy. Apples, strawberries, which you got. Yeah, those are the things that parents can relate to, and then just make it for the kids, make it fun. Because that's what I normally say. Kids, they eat by looking into the food. They eat by their eyes.
Yeah, I don't think that only applies to kids only, Chef. I'm sitting here only. I can already imagine it. I'm not even eating with my eyes. I can already imagine it. But Chef, listen, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. But before we let you go, your last words to the Cape Talk listeners then?
What I can say is like they must have a fabulous 2019 and then make it healthy. And then they mustn't be lazy to cook because healthy home food is more healthier than takeaways and all those stuff. Now, for 2018, they must make their priority to start learning to cook for their family and the loved ones.
Yeah, there you have it. Chef Funi, thank you so much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you and to you listening at home. Are you well acquainted with how to use your oven? I'm not going to lie. I kind of just switch it on and then I'll use my hand or the heat that's coming out to gauge if it's sort of the temperature that I'm looking for. Hey, perhaps that's why most of my food gets burnt in the first place.